a crowd of people, crippled, blind, paralyzed, invalids, all searching and fighting for and putting their full confidence and trust into something that would only bring temporary relief, but that would ultimately leave them in the same condition as before. Jesus steps on the scene, selects one man, arrests his attention, and he says to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk, and at once." Don't you just love those three words? Immediately, at that moment, in that instant, not temporary, not partial relief from a miserable situation, full, immediate healing. The man jumped up, picked up his bed, and walked away. Jesus is Lord over the lame, over the helpless. But I think we're supposed to see something else. You see, John the author has presented us with several different characters in these chapters. We've come across Nicodemus, a self-righteous religious person. We've read about the outcast, the sinful Samaritan woman. We've studied the royal official who was agonizing over his son who was near death. And in each of these, we see elements of our true selves. We are the self-righteous, prideful Nicodemus. We are the sinful outcast trying to cover up our sins. And we are the desperate royal official who just wants Jesus to do something in our family. And today, we are this disabled man. We are completely helpless without Jesus. We know that Jesus intends more than just a physical healing here. In fact, in verse 14, Jesus comes to this man and he says, "Look, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." So why does Jesus connect the healing to sin? The reason is because Jesus is more concerned about the man's spiritual condition than his physical condition. Jesus, in essence, is telling this man, "Not only do I have power over physical effects of your life, I also have power over the spiritual." We don't know all of the conversation, but what we are supposed to see is that these miracles point to a greater reality. They are signs to a larger, more crucial reality. Your heart is diseased, and Jesus is the only one who can bring healing to it. When you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Ilongo Lifeword broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.